Well, I don't call him the Cisco Kid, but he is a friend of mine. And I'll tell you right now, I got Tommy Benson in studio with me, 8:16 the time on a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program today. And Tommy, if you don't know, is the host of Guitar God's Power Hour. Wednesday, it's your drive home at 5 o'clock. And I got to tell you, Tommy, it is one of my favorite shows ever. Thank you for being here this morning.
Well, thank you, Ed. All right. And you know, the Cisco Kid, man, you're a friend of mine, too.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I've long been a fan. Long before I walked in the door here at the radio station, I was a fan of not just your show, not just the program that you have here on Wednesday nights. I was a fan of you as a guitarist playing locally. Whenever we could catch you locally, it's a treat, man. So just wanted to throw that out there first so that you understand the love and the respect that happens here. Tell us about the show itself.
Well, Guitar God's Power Hour. And it's a good time to talk about it, too, because we're going to do something kind of new, Ed. I'm super stoked. Guitar God's Power Hour looks for the guitar gods of the future while we pay tribute to the guitar gods of the past. So, of course, you know, we're going to play Hendrix and Clapton and all the good stuff there from the past. But I'm on an active pursuit to find people out there through YouTube and through listening to the show and through networking that have something to say on this wonderful instrument.
Oh, that's tasty.
So I'm looking for great new music. And, man, I found great new players. There's these guys from Texas called Polyphia. And even Steve Vai, great virtuoso guitar Steve Vai, says, you know, these guys are amazing. And so looking for these next guitar gods,
right?
You know, that's what it's all about. And if you're out there making music
right
on a guitar and you want it to be played out here on the radio, then by all means, email me at guitargodspowerhour@gmail.com. That's how you do it.
Right.
And we take a listen and see if it's worthy to be on the Guitar God's Power Hour.
That's so great. And it's great that you mentioned Steve Vai, because there was a time when Steve Vai was this new name that you had to go, oh, man, have you heard Steve Vai? Well, who's that? Well, listen to this.
Yeah.
So that's essentially what you're looking for, the next Steve Vai.
Always. Scouring the universe, you know, just all over and looking for it. And, you know, Steve Vai is such an amazing, he started, Frank Zappa hired him.
Right.
And he's there transcribing Frank Zappa's music. Frank said, hey, I need this transcribed.
Right.
Think about an 18-year-old Steve Vai that is transcribing Zappa stuff.
Dude.
And last week on Guitar God's Power Hour, so you saw the movie Crossroads, right?
Yes, yes.
Steve Vai and Ralph Macchio. And Steve Vai plays the devil's guitar player.
Right.
Well, the guitar that he used, Jack Butler was his name, was the fictional character that Steve Vai portrayed, and he used this red Sparkle Jackson guitar. Well, this guy went on a quest to find that exact guitar. It took him 20 years. And I'm reading the article, and all of a sudden, the key to the whole thing is this guy named Pat Wilkins, that I was just at Pat Wilkins' shop up in L.A., and I'm like, oh, of course,
yes.
It's Pat Wilkins. Pat Wilkins is the guy that does all the finish work on all the famous guitars out there. He's got this little shop up there in Los Angeles, and he does all this paint jobs and finish work for all these iconic guitars.
I could not be happier that you brought yours today. I could not be happier. When did you first pick up a guitar?
Well, my first gig, I'll tell you, was in seventh grade. We played Lick It Up by Kiss. Seventh grade talent show. We all had the Michael Jackson Beat It jackets, you know, but
right,
they were black. You know, they had the red ones, you know, that had like the cool little chain mesh stuff on them. But we found black ones that looked like that at this cool place, and I think it was called Merry-Go-Round.
Right.
And we loaded up on the cool little leather outfits at seventh grade and hit the stage with Lick It Up at a Flying V, which is another whole great story in and of itself. And that was the first gig, which makes it really fun for me to follow Paul Stanley on Instagram.
Right.
It's
Paul Stanley, famous Kiss member.
What's so fun about it is, you know, Now I'm watching him in his kitchen, you know, no mask or anything, no makeup on.
Right.
You know, cooking lasagna and all these different things and riding his bike and just being this regular person. And it's pretty funny.
Everybody's starting to wonder what celebrities eat and what they cook now, man. That's the big fascination now is, man, what are you doing in your kitchen?
Yeah. I don't know why I enjoy it so much. Like, Paul Stanley.
Do you find yourself going through phases like listening to one artist for an extended period of time and picking their stuff apart and then you move on to another artist? Do you do that?
Always. Yeah? Always. It seems like I do go in those phases, you know. You find something, you latch onto it, and you listen to it until it makes you puke. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I've always said, man, if you find something you like, beat it to death, you know? So you mentioned Jimi Hendrix earlier, and I was curious. I've been curious about this. This is one of the nerd questions that a non-guitarist would ask you. What makes the brilliance of Jimi so enduring? Why was he so great?
Well, it's his feeling that he brought to it. And you got to think back in that time frame. You know, there was blues music, and then all of a sudden there's these guys that are cranking up the Marshalls on 10 and getting that distorted guitar sound. And playing really loud with a lot of feeling. It's not that he's the most technical guitar player or whatever, but man, did he ever bring that feeling in there? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And by the way, just for the Jimmy fans, this was a right-handed version of that, man. So right on, man. And that brings me to another great guitarist that I've always loved. And I feel that as great as he is, and maybe you'll agree with me, is Slash still underappreciated?
Oh, I don't think he's underappreciated, all man. Right. He's got, you can be him in a video game, you know, he's driving around in his Aston Martin Aventor or whatever they call it, man. But my nickname for a long time was Tommy Tribute because I was always in these tribute bands.
Right.
So I played Slash, and that was the greatest one. And that happened right kind of when the recession hit. So the casinos, they weren't hiring Linda Ronstadt anymore, you know, for $25,000, you know.
Right.
But they sure came to Southern California and rounded up all the tribute bands.
Right.
So for 3 years, I was Slash in Las Vegas. That he is a great guitar player, and I love the music for sure. I mean, I love Guns N' Roses. So many fun stories from that.
I'm gonna harken back to my very first day in the studio. Zach was standing here. I was over there. You walked in with a guitar, and did a Slash intro that just absolutely burned me, man. I think that was it.
I'll tell you what I have fun doing now is that, you know, I love jazz, and I love the pure sound of a guitar going through an amp with nothing in between it. Right. Of course, I love to rock out and everything, you know, but I really enjoy just having a nice jazz guitar and playing these rock songs jazzified. So I'll kind of take them and reharmonize them and make them jazzy and... Right. Still have fun playing them, but explore the harmonic possibilities and all these cool tunes.
I love that. The harmonic possibilities. You just walked into my very next question, which is, which style of music do you feel the most at home with? So you feel the most at home combining this magnificent jazz guitar with rock that you love.
Yeah, I really do. You know, that word fusion is probably one of my favorite words. You know, in food and in music. I really love when things kind of get blended together tastefully. Because, you know, you and me agree that if you're going to do a cover of a song or something, you know, there's only a few out there that have done justice
right
to it. So I'm definitely not covering these songs, but I do like to quote them in other songs and hint at them.
Right. Now, yeah, there are some artists that you shouldn't even attempt to cover. That's been my long-standing feeling. There are some artists out there, don't even attempt to cover them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it more fun with jazz is because you're not trying to be someone else. And over the years, you know, I did the Slash thing, which is really fun. It's amazing the stories you can build being in a tribute band. Motley Crue, I was Mick Mars in the Motley Crue. Jerry Garcia in the Skeleton Crew for a few gigs here in Laguna Beach with the Skeleton Crew. It's an amazing band that's local here to Laguna Beach.
Right.
And then I am going to do one coming up.
Okay.
June 5th at the Coach House.
Can we know?
Floyd.
Oh, see, I swear I was hoping that. I saw something online of you doing some Pink Floyd, man. And I said to myself, oh, yeah, Tommy needs to do more of this.
Yeah.
So June 5th at the Coach House.
June 5th at the Coach House with the Pink Floyd tribute band called Shine On. The band leader is Aaron Broering. He's an amazing musician. I've never seen a guy that can play and sing so well.
Right.
And he's just a meticulous professional. And you know, we've been talking about it for a long time. It's been a long time coming. And I get to hang out and play some David Gilmour lead licks up there at the Coach House.
One of my favorites of all time. What is the magic of David Gilmour, man? What is it that when you're playing a Pink Floyd song, what is the magic you're feeling that David Gilmour does?
Note choice.
Okay.
I think that he hits the notes that we hear.
Right.
I think he just, you know, instead of just laying down a track that fits, it's like he's another singer in the band that's playing the ultimate melody. You know, he's not dicking around with his note choice.
Right.
It's like, okay, we're going there, and that's what it is. So I was thinking about that question the other day, and I was like, what is so special about Gilmour? You know, great feel and all that stuff, but no, it's beyond that. It's the notes that he chooses to hit are the ones that take the song to another level.
I've never heard it explained better, man. That's exactly it. So if we're just sitting on the couch at the Ponderosa, I just turned to you and I went, yeah, that's it. And obviously we'd have to hear some Pink Floyd immediately following that.
Yeah.
So how long is the set going to be at the Coach House?
Oh, it's long. We do the entire Dark Side of the Moon album in its entirety, plus a bunch of Brick in the Wall and Dogs. I think it's close to 2 hours.
So let's do this. Let's right now set it up where we get you and the band in here before that performance, and maybe you guys can just do a song here in the live room for the morning.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
No, fun. Thank you, man. I'm curious. How did you and Tyler find each other? How did we get so lucky to have Tommy Benson on a Wednesday night?
Well, I remember the article. In the Laguna Beach Indy, I think it was. And I'm sitting there up the hill, and I turn the page, and there's a picture of Tyler and Mookie, I think, you know, building this place out, saying Laguna's going to have a radio station. And I thought, well, I don't want to, you know, I've got to be a part of this. So I, right then and there, threw the paper down and ran down the hill and came up here, and Tyler's dad was in here, and had a nice conversation with him and got to meet the great people here at KX, and they welcomed me, and ever since then, and it's been, what, 7, 8 years?
It's 8 going on 9.
Oh.
If I'm not, hold on, so 2012,
well,
right?
2020.
So it's been since 2012, man. So yeah, it's, and time flies. Time flies. I'm coming up on my third year here, and I can't even believe it. I swear, it feels like 3 weeks for me. It really does. It absolutely flies. So, yeah, we're fortunate to have you on a Wednesday night. By the way, we're talking to Tommy Benson, the host of Guitar God's Power Hour. It is, in fact, your Wednesday drive home. It really is. 5 o'clock every single Wednesday. So a nerdy question for me. Think about this one. And I'll give you the entire week if you can't answer this right now. But you have the entire week to answer this. You, on stage, jamming one song with any three guitarists in history, alive or dead. Who are they? And what song are you jamming?
Well, because I love all styles of music.
Right.
My very first thing, and this might be surprising, would be me and Wes Montgomery sitting on some stools playing some jazz.
Yeah.
Ron Carter on bass and Bill Evans or somebody on piano. Miles over there in the corner on his trumpet. I mean, you know, I mean, just a jazz jam with the greats. I think that would be great. Same with this guy named Grant Green. I don't know if you folks know who Grant Green was, but Same kind of thing like Wes Montgomery, but the grooviest man. And I put Pandora or radio station Grant Green Radio on iHeart or whatever, which right. I think KX is on iHeart too.
Right.
I can listen to it all day long. Talk about a phase.
Right.
It's the longest phase I've ever been in. Wes Montgomery and Grant Green. Then, you know, I love classical stuff.
Right.
There's a classical guitarist, Francisco Torrega. Of course, we have one of the best classical guitar players here in Laguna Beach, Eric Henderson, that studied with Segovia. I mean, that is, who studies with Segovia? Right. You know, one of the last students of Segovia is Eric Henderson. And then, you know, for rock, boy, it sure would be nice to be up there on stage jamming with, well, it'd be great to be jamming with Ozzy and be his guitar player. He picks so many great guitar players.
Right.
So that would be something that would be out of this world.
I could easily see that. I could see you jamming. I could see you being the Black Sabbath guitarist.
Yeah,
But the stories you just gave about Wes Montgomery and your love of that, that's exactly why we tune in 5 o'clock on Wednesdays, is because that's the stuff we don't get anywhere else. That right there, that education and that draw to that music. So what am I going to do this afternoon when I go home? Wes Montgomery, man.
Yeah. You'll have a good night.
Thank you. So I noticed you brought your axe with you.
Well, we've been wanting to do something like this for a long time because you do something called Intro Wars that is awesome. Way better than Info Wars.
Oh, it's way better, way better. Yeah. I wanted to actually change what you think of when you hear those two words. You know, it's got to be intros, man.
I wanted to play a couple little intros and have you guess a little name that tune stuff and see
all right.
what we got going.
All right.
So
we'll give the listeners first guess. I'll let them try and guess first, and they can guess by texting it on 949-715-KXFM, 949-715-5936. Guess the intro.
Here we go. All you get.
All right. You can guess it at 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. I'll give you a hint. It starts with Stevie Ray Vaughan. A little pride and joy for you. Okay, yes, we got one already. Thank you very much. First person that chimed in, pride and joy, Stevie Ray.
Speaking of pride and joy, this week is actually a very, very special week for me. So on Thursday, I fly up to Sonoma County to a place called Forestville. Okay. And I've been having a guitar built for me for the past 3 years.
3 years to build a guitar? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The luthier, her name is Megan Wells.
Okay.
Go to MeganWellsGuitars.com to see what the magic and the art that she creates. I can't wait to show you some pictures. It's amazing. So I go on Thursday to pick up this guitar. We've been building it for all this time. And I had some of my mom's ashes. My mom passed away. Put into the guitar. She mixed it with some of the lacquer that's sprayed on there. So just kind of a celebration of my mom's life through music. She was a great classical pianist herself.
Right.
And so she's part of this instrument. And I go this week, which is her birthday, and pick it up on her birthday. And so I'll be up there for the rest of this week after Guitar Gods on Wednesday. I fly up there and pick up this truly special instrument built by Megan Wells.
What a tremendous tribute to your wonderful mother, Tommy. Yeah. That is amazing, man. You know what? She, what a beautiful thing that is. What a beautiful thing.
That's this week. It's been a long time coming, and that's this week.
Stoked for you. Stoked to see the guitar, first of all, when you bring it back. I can't wait to see it. And stoked to hear you play that thing, man. So, yeah, congratulations. That's beautiful. So, Guitar Gods Power Hour happens Wednesdays on your drive home at 5 p.m. Tommy Benson, I cannot thank you enough. We got a great, I imagine it's a great show planned this coming Wednesday, a couple days from now.
It is. And if you have music that you want to submit, guitargodspowerhour@gmail.com, because we really are looking for the next guitar gods of the future. So if you're making guitar music, you know, send it our way. And man, we had some crazy guitar music recently.
Okay.
On there.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard the. I got this package from the Jewish Heavy Metal Music Production Club.
Right.
I was like, what is the Jewish Heavy Metal Production Society or whatever? This is a right. huge package. Had all kinds of stuff in the package, all kinds of little tchotskis and stuff, this balloon thing. I thought, oh, no, they're sending me a balloon full of heroin, but it was just like a little light that you pull.
First thing you think of.
And all these articles, like 40 pages of these different little media blips. It was a young man that had schizophrenia that became an Orthodox Jew and wrote this music. Unfortunately, all the music was like 33 minutes long, each track, and I was like, too long to play on the radio. But there were a couple that were 3 minutes long that I got to put on the air.
Right.
So we're getting music from all different corners of the globe, and really excited to find those players out there that really say something on their instrument.
A quick question before we go. Did your mom ever teach you piano? Do you also play piano?
You know, I don't. Well, actually, we do have a small piano at home. But because I never had a piano, right. you know, it's hard to carry around. I do remember sitting down with her before and her showing me a little bit. And those are probably some of the greatest times that I can remember.
Right on. Every Wednesday night, 5 o'clock, Guitar God's Power Hour. Make it your drive home. And if you're already home, make sure you take the hour to listen to Tommy Benson. I'm going to send you out with someone who I thought was one of my favorite guitarists ever. And I think you'll like him as well. I'll send you out with a little Roy Clark.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy Benson, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. That was so tasty. In case you were wondering, yes, that in fact was our very own Tommy Benson in the background helping. An opportunity to play with Roy Clark, actually. So thank you, Tommy, for doing that, man. That was Tommy Benson, little Roy Clark to finish it off. Guitar God's Power Hour happens every single Wednesday at 5 p.m.